Hello, everybody. Welcome to Being the Best Version of You, Success Habits Podcast Series, Season 1, Episode 8. I'm Dr. Priyanka Chibrawal, a success and life coach, your host for today. And I'm here to support you in every change and transition in your life, to support you to keep growing to new heights, and ensure that you remain emotionally healthy and balanced. I have a vision of inspiring change and greatness in the lives of 100,000 people. So thank you so much for joining me and partnering with me today. The power of visualization. The mind is very powerful. Our subconscious mind has the power to create anything we ask it to. The question is, are we really even asking it? Are we really wanting the outcome, truly wanting it? Is it just a wish? Or is it a deep desire? The power of visualization has been studied and experienced by many people across generations and across eras. If we look at our ancient Indian scriptures, this power has been documented in the Ramayana and the Vedas. What you truly desire and what you truly visualize, what is truly in your heart at all points of time, you will manifest. If we see modern-day practitioners, Oprah Winfrey is a live example. She has repeatedly quoted in many, many of her talks. She says, "You are what you believe yourself to be. You don't become what you want. You become what you believe, what you see." In a popular leadership book called Altered Traits, they have mentioned that every successful CEO of a multinational company today has used this power of visualization to reach where they are. If they can do it, so can you. So if you want to do it right now, close your eyes and visualize a current challenge that you're facing or a current dream that you have which is unfulfilled. Now I want you to visualize your future self when you have overcome that challenge, when you have reached that goal. How will it look like when you reached? How will it feel? What do you see? How are you? I want you to pause this audio right now and write down whatever you've just seen, what you've seen, what you've heard, what you've felt in this future self. Science proves that when we visualize, we automatically start to develop the skills needed to reach those goals. We start to open up new possibilities for ourselves. We start to think in different ways, the ways required to reach that goal. Our creative self starts to function in new ways. When you start to see, everything will start to happen for you. All the dots will start to connect and fall in place. You have got to operate from your future feeling today, as if you've already reached there, as if you've already won it. You will tune into that universal frequency and start manifesting that desire into a reality. I want to share my own example here. As a medical student, I've used this visualization technique many times, even before I formally knew about it. And I've noticed now so many benefits that I had because of that. I remember that before our intense final exams, everyone used to keep flipping the pages and pages of the books just to make sure that they might, you know, just read something which is going to come on the exam 1 minute before we entered the hall. I knew that I was ready. When I woke up the morning of the exam, I was already in that mental space of, I have won it, I've cleared it, I've done the best. I was operating out of that feeling of success from the minute I entered the hall to the minute I completed the exam, which made me feel so relaxed in those hours before the exam that when I sat to write the answers, it seemed like everything just started to come to me, even if I didn't vividly remember reading that topic. It was as if the universe was helping me in writing those answers so effortlessly that I even finished my 3-hour exams 10 minutes before everyone else. It was because of this feeling and this confidence that I was there. And this feeling itself led me to being a gold medalist throughout my 5 years of medical college. I invite you to think about a time in your life when you did something or received something which you could never imagine. maybe some award in college, maybe a promotion, maybe embarking on a new journey as an entrepreneur. Go back to that time and think about what feelings were you operating out of when you were performing? What were you thinking? You know, what made that framework for you to take that jump? You're going to notice that in each of these important events in your life, you were operating out of a feeling that you've already reached the goal. You've already done it. So I want you to now bring back that feeling. Bring it back and use it to achieve your current goal. Imagine for a moment that you're not working from a mindset of frustration, disappointment, stress, and fear, but rather from a mindset of winning and hope. How much more time will you open up for yourself? We don't even realize how much time we spend in ruminating and being stuck about what if we don't get there? What if this proposal gets rejected? But as soon as we shift to a possibility of what if it is accepted, so much of our time is now free and open. The time you've been spending in being sad and angry and disappointed and worried opens up for you to use your creative powers and visualization to create new possibilities. Do you see that shifting this one perspective opens up not only possibilities, but also more than four times the amount of time? How much more can you do now? How much more productive can you become? This is the power. This is the power of visualization. But it requires practice. Not much time, but remembering to do the practice every day. So I want you to make a commitment today to me and to yourself. I want you to commit to visualizing you having achieved your goal every day for only 60 seconds in the morning and 60 seconds at night. And then notice what starts to show up, what new creative thoughts start to pour in, what new options you start to see of how you can work towards this goal. So today I invite you to try this out for the next 7 days without fail. And do let me know what new possibilities started to show up for you. Notice how the shift in mindset shifts everything in your approach and your results. So I hope you enjoyed today's episode of Being the Best Version of Yourself. And I'm looking forward to seeing you next week with new and fresh content and fresh habits. If you like this episode, please do share with your family and friends and connect with me at connect2eq@gmail.com for further inquiry. Have a great week.